From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Arcalian Apocalypse, Book 2 of the Chronicles of Abaraja by Michael Anthony Cariola. Prologue. Galrod sat on the sand facing the ocean. Casting a baleful eye over the breakers, he sullenly gazed out toward the horizon. Sighing, he thought, "Nothing ever happens here. There must be more to this life. The Nagaija Gim." Examining his hands, he removed a stone dirk from his hakbut and cleaned under his fingernails. Galrod's thoughts were pensive, dark. How could Usari have rejected me like that? She said she loved only me. So why won't she be mated to me? Face flushed hot with humiliation, he decided to bathe by the water's edge. It soothed and refreshed, and soon his mind wandered into daydreams of more pleasant things. He yearned to explore the outer world, to put as much distance as possible between him and Agaija Gim. Galrod glanced again at the horizon and across to the east, where the first stars of twilight were already showing. Haughtily, he grumbled, "That is where I will go. I will find a new land to explore, and there I will be free of this place." He sighed and headed back to his village, to Agaija Gim. As Galrod entered the hut, his mother Latcha fumed. He had been absent the entire day.
"Where have you been?"
Her voice rose in displeasure.
"And where is the wood you were supposed to gather?"
Galrod stammered and shrank under Latcha's angry stare.
"I guess I forgot. I needed to be alone for a while." "You forgot? You have become completely irresponsible. It is no secret why Usari would not have you. No Tugra King female wants a husband who spends more time daydreaming than doing something of value."
Galrod opened his mouth to reply when his father, Cormal, strolled in, arms loaded with freshly dug woodland tubers. Cormal stared at his son and then shook his head in disappointment.
"I have just spoken to Usari. Her heart breaks. She trilled in my arms."
Galrod's only response was to stare at the ground.
"Son, when are you going to cease all your distractions and take your place in our game? You waste all your time staring across the water at nothing. Usari loves you, but she will not be mated to one who thinks more of foolish adventures than the important affairs of home. You are now an adult and must put away childish things."
"Father, you do not understand. Nothing changes on Abaraja."
"And yes, and that is just the way I like it," Cormel interrupted. "You would prefer to risk every sort of unknown danger than be content with the bounty that Abaraja provides. Have I raised a fool?"
"But I must know what is out there to the east," Galrod seethed.
"Son, our legends tell us nothing lives there. It is the dead land. You know that. A dark cloud looms over that wretched place. Not even partaking of the Barakta allows us to penetrate its darkness. Now do away with your foolishness and find peace in your Anak. Turn aside from your madness. It still may be that Usari will decide to join with you after all. That is all I have to say."
Cormor left the room, and Galrod stood alone wrestling with his thoughts. In the morning, Galrod was gone. Latia trilled with sadness and frustration, having discovered her son's hakbut and shishtak were missing.
"Perhaps," she thought, "Cormal and I have been too hard on him."
Later in the day, after waiting in vain for his son's return, Cormal partook of the vo'edhta in hopes of touching Galrod's mind, but was unable to reach him. It was as though Galrod had completely...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?